All right, it's Tuesday. It's the Rundown. It is June 27th. It is brought to you by Movement Watches. MVMT.com/rundown. MVMT.com/rundown. Get 15% off, free shipping and returns at department stores. Watches like these, they retail for $400 to $500. For Movement Watches, you get them for just $95. Again, MVMT.com/rundown. 15% off. Pat McAfee in town for how long?
3 hours. Those Movement Watches are so incredible.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean 3 hours?
3 hours, man. Yeah.
You're gone? Nowhere.
Stamford, Connecticut. I'm on the TV, Dave. I'm on the TV.
Big shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are they doing in Stamford? What network is that?
That's NBC Sports Network up there. Why is everybody in Connecticut, by the way? Is there a big tax break up there?
Well, it's just expensive in New York.
Barstool Sports is here, though. Huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What are you doing on NBC Sports?
Pro Football Talk.
Oh, okay.
7
a.m. Oh, we got the whole gang.
Yeah. There's so many rules on the internet, on TV.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's bad. It's a mental obstacle every single sentence not to say anything, really.
No, Florio's become a very... He's in the inner circle. We stayed at his house.
Yeah, Florio. Yeah,
he's got a great house.
He even DMs me time to time.
He's the one who sent the guy to ask Kamish the question.
Florio's the best.
Yeah. But I think he has beef with McShay.
He might. Florio's one of those guys that, and I mean, it's kind of everyone on the internet's like, coming up, you had to take shots to get your name out there.
Somebody it has to stick.
So
with.
He had to take some shots. I don't know if the beef is real
doing
or not.
With you.
I gotta clarify whether he has beef with McShay, because if you have beef with McShay, then I gotta be a McShay guy. Then I can't be a Florio guy.
Mm-hmm. You gotta pick teams.
But you should see his house. It's nice.
You should see NBC
McShay's
Sports
back, though. By the way, for the combine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that'll be good. Anyways, into the subjects. I guess I'm so sick of the NBA. I don't like any hot stove, but the NBA rumor mill is especially infuriating to me. All this NBA stuff, I can't pay attention to any of it. But here we go, lead story. Cavs fire their GM, David Griffin. And really the story, I guess, LeBron is trying to make it very clear that he had nothing to do with this, to the point, like you saying, I supported him. Pointing the finger at Dan Gilbert, I don't believe anything LeBron says. I just refuse, and I know Dan Gilbert, people like he's stupid. He's not this stupid. Nobody's this stupid. LeBron runs that team. I cannot believe he had nothing to do with this. Big Cat, we'll start with you.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, that this is like has LeBron's fingerprints all over it. But Dan Gilbert is kind of this stupid.
Is
he's
he?
The guy. Yeah, he uses Comic Sans. He basically told LeBron like he's never welcome back in Cleveland.
But that was like spur of the moment anger.
Yeah, but that's pretty fucking stupid. Like that's pretty stupid.
I would do something like that in the heat of the moment.
I
for
don't.
Sure.
I think it's pretty clear that Dan
burn a bridge down real quick.
Well, if someone you felt you got wronged, like just take the Comic Sans and write that, and like he almost did it like magazine style, like different letters and shit.
But Dan Gilbert and LeBron do not get along.
I agree with that.
Came back.
Agree.
In spite of him. So
totally.
I wonder the only
this is an out for LeBron.
Right. No, but here's the thing. The only there's two scenarios here. It's what Dave said, LeBron's fingerprints all over it, or it's basically Dan Gilbert being like, I'm gonna start making the first moves because I know you're already out.
Yeah, this is an out
you
for
know what
LeBron
I mean?
For sure. He wants to go.
You really think
else.
Do we really think he's still gonna leave Cleveland again?
I do.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that happens.
I mean, if they
that
get
would be like
all the fires to the jerseys again.
Yeah, it's gonna, well, I don't know. I don't know that Cleveland would do that. Dude, I don't know what the Cleveland people would do.
Because they're mad at Dan Gilbert.
Because they have that one flag.
Right.
And that flies forever. And it's like.
And if you burn that, you kind of got to burn the flag.
Right. Yeah. So I think that it definitely would be a different feeling. But if Paul George goes to Cleveland, then LeBron is good as gone.
That's only a 1 year deal.
Right. And Paul George is gone.
And then they'll go together to Lake LA.
Right.
With LeVar Ball. And
Maverick
God
Carter,
damn it, big baller boys are happening all
right,
of a sudden.
Right, Maverick Carter's got like 17 blockbuster summer movies that he's going to be in.
I like your
You have
the
socks
guy
on?
Who sits in the seat here. I hate. You have to wear socks, right?
You have
no,
socks
I don't
on?
Wear socks.
So
that's
how,
gross.
Because
why?
I
because your shoes are going to stink.
Exactly.
No, you just spray them. It's 2017. They
spray
got
them
technology.
With what? What
are you There's talking like about? Anti.
No.
Guys, yeah.
If I wear shoes without socks just to walk my dog
Once.
Down the street,
that,
they're
New
gone.
York is a whole different animal. I don't know. I'm not normally a part of this type of ISIS heat in
it looks good. I wish I could go no sun, but then you need 365 pairs of sneakers or shoes.
Right.
Because
literally, I wouldn't put it past Pat.
Listen, I make bad decisions.
Throw out a new pair of shoes.
You are a bad decision maker.
Yeah, we know that. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what? This one's worked out pretty good. Huh?
It's been our game.
Huh? Right.
I still, to go full circle on LeBron, I could see him doing this, and then I don't want people to think I did it, so he went so over the top. He's just such a, I don't know. Here's the thing about Gilbert. I do think he cares about, like, money and all this shit. And he knows LeBron. The second LeBron's gone, Cleveland's irrelevant. Irrelevant. So I just don't think he'd do something that in LeBron's face. But
did you see there was some report that, like, Chauncey Billups might be the new GM, which makes me think that Dan Gilbert really is that dumb. And he's just doing random things like that. And I think Griffin was, I might not be 100%, I'm pretty sure Griffin was about to get, like, his new contract. So he probably wanted more money. And Dan Gilbert was like, bro, you didn't do anything. LeBron did everything.
Yeah, true. That's also true.
So maybe this is a compliment to LeBron, right? Like, hey, like, GM.
We don't need anybody because LeBron's the GM. But,
yeah, you should just be the GM. Yeah.
Right. So maybe LeBron
just have like a, yeah, just find like a random assistant in the building, I mean, like your GM.
Or just name LeBron the GM.
Right, right.
Player, coach, pregame everything. Entertainment. Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon. Good rep.
Get the funk out of my face.
This is a story, Big Cat. I think that you said that Pat's going to like the American tourist dying in North Korea. Is that the one?
Yeah. That's a big North Korea guy.
Yeah, you're a huge North Korea. We talked a little on Barstool Radio. I am so firmly on the fact that I don't want to hear anybody whine about this guy dying, because if you go to North Korea, you start stealing their propaganda posters, he's going to kill you. Like, that to me is the most obvious outcome of this. So, yeah, it stinks he's dead. Come on, dude. Don't go to vacation. The fact that anybody would go to North Korea, you have a death wish.
That's the question. Why is anybody traveling to North Korea? Jim Kong's got that place on full troll patrol. They're all meth heads over there. You know, they're all addicted to meth.
Is that true?
Yeah, North Korea's all addicted to meth.
Wow.
The government gives them
meth. Where did you come up with that?
Fact. That's actually...
Are you friends with Rodman? I feel like you're someone who would be like...
I tried so hard. I want to go over there so bad with Rodman. Because I just want to become in with Jim Kong just so I can meet him, you know? Because this guy is the biggest troll on earth.
Wait, the meth thing, that's genius. Because no one has to eat.
Yeah, and nobody has to eat. They don't sleep. They don't need the internet, which they don't have.
Huh.
And they all need the drugs from the government, which is what Jim Kong does over there. But you should definitely not vacation.
You're very pro-American, American, but you seemingly agree this guy deserved what he got.
No, I don't think he should die. That's a war crime.
How is that a war crime?
Because it's basically he was a prisoner of war, a hostage almost.
Prisoner of war?
Yeah, we never ended our war with Korea. We can get deep in this. It was just a ceasefire. Ooh. So as an American, as a prisoner over
that's
there.
That's even
it's like
more.
Halftime.
Just take a break for a while. Yeah, we all just took a ceasefire.
It's even more reason than not to go on vacation there.
Never vacation in a place where we're still at war.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the kid didn't deserve to die.
No,
I
don't, absolutely.
I feel bad for his family, but he's putting, like, America in a bad spot, too, because...
Yeah, he is.
You're probably going to get killed if you go to North Korea. Now we have to do something,
you,
right?
You can't. I would be so mad.
Jim Kong,
why we go to war, because some idiot went on vacation there and stole a poster?
Is that what he did?
Jim Kong?
He stole a poster.
Propaganda. They have a video of it. He just ripped it off. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Big poster.
He murdered his brother for posting too much on Facebook.
LOL.
If you steal...
Girl was wearing an LOL shirt that murdered him.
Or that murdered him.
Yeah.
He's a troll. Jim Kong's a troll.
So that's, again, this is frowned upon. He did deserve to get murdered.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if he, I mean.
That's a tough take.
It's just, don't steal a poster. That's
in North
part.
Korea.
Yeah.
Listen,
don't touch.
But if we were to go to North Korea, this is why we shouldn't go to North Korea.
By the way.
We would definitely take a propaganda poster. It's over there.
You definitely would.
Definitely. Jim Kong standing there like this.
And when I say deserve, it's like, I use the analogy
expected,
of my blog.
Not deserve.
If you're one of those guys who's like, I'm going to swim across the ocean, it's a pretty good chance.
No, that's my point about, like, he putting America in a pretty bad spot, because when the guy swims across the ocean, a boat has to go fucking the Coast Guard, has to go and save his ass. Now,
we have
to do something.
Expected is the word.
Yeah, right.
Expected is the word. And I'm not going to cry for, it's like, no shit.
Right, you're not shocked. No one here is shocked.
Like, you're not going to vacation in Syria.
Correct.
Yeah, good idea, by the way, not to do that.
Correct.
Just knock that one off the list.
Super slow day, by the way, so we got some interesting subject. With Zuckerberg, something came out today on his life, and it's just Zuckerberg. Is Zuckerberg, like, the richest human now?
Amazon has got to be up there.
I don't know if he's richest, but he's definitely most powerful because he controls the media. Oh.
He does. So here's his day. He wakes up at 8 a.m. He exercises. He walks his dog. He wears no clothes. He spends 60 hours a week still working on Facebook. My question, I'll pose
coding?
This to you.
Like, is he going to those little, like,
big social networks? Yeah. Would you want to be Zuckerberg? Would you?
I'd want me to
with
be
my brain. Yeah.
No, you're trading lives with Zuckerberg. You're
no,
Zuckerberg.
No way.
I mean, this is Mark Zuckerberg is the answer to the question, like, what do people who don't watch sports do, right? Like, that's all he does. He's like, I'm learning Mandarin and reading two books a week. It's like, what?
He is learning. How is learning Mandarin.
How do you have time for all this shit? Like, 7 o'clock, the games are on, and that's the night. Like, it's so weird. It always fascinates me when I meet someone who's like, I don't like any
sports.
What do
you
do
on that?
What do you do in the fall, like on Saturday and Sunday?
The perfect example
is, around?
And I've been on
they
and
coach.
Off.
It's crazy.
When I'm gambling,
right?
It's the days, the weeks. I've been betting baseball, and it's just every day, every week, every month is a blur. And then I stop. It's like I just twiddle my thumbs. It's like, this is weird.
Right, and it's just a constant, like, waiting till
Zuckerberg.
The first pitch. You just
Zuckerberg,
that's hours in between first pitch.
And then when it's first pitch, the game's like, poosh,
yeah,
it's
boom.
Over.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg's constantly twiddling his thumbs.
And the thing about Zuckerberg, too, and Facebook in general, like, they're always doing new stuff. They want to become, like, a little bit like Netflix, have custom content. It's like, when is enough
enough? And a marketplace. They're like an eBay.
Well, I think the answer is I would imagine Zuckerberg's probably going to eventually run for president, right?
No, that's what everybody's saying. But I guess
Zuckerberg's going to run for president?
I mean, he controls the media. He could just throw out a bunch of fake
isn't
news.
Isn't he universally, though, like, people like he's kind of an asshole?
No,
is
that's
just
because
social
I think
network?
I think he's just
The Winklevoss
a little
twins.
Weird. Right?
Oh, I hate them, by the way.
Yeah. Who likes the
They're the worst. How do you have two villains in the same movie fighting each other?
That's the Winklevoss social twins are maybe, like, the best real-life villains who ever lived.
That, Francis needs to play up that. Like, Francis is kind of a
Francis
mini Winklevoss.
Francis is a Winklevoss.
Yeah, a mini Winklevoss.
Yeah.
If he played that up more, and just, like, the villain
he
angle.
He doesn't even have to play it up because he just comes across as a pure villain.
He does appear to be a Winklevoss.
Yeah, he's a mini Winklevoss.
He's dressed like super Winklevossian
he
today,
says
too.
Things that are very Winklevoss.
Yeah, without knowing
best sport,
it.
Right.
So much Harvard stuff.
Right, right.
Like, do you row, bro? Like, that's something he'd ask.
Underrated, like, one of the things that's kind of, like, gone unsaid, but, like, Riggs has totally gotten, like, ruined as the Harvard guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like,
well, Riggs
like, Francis is our Harvard guy. He is Harvard.
Riggs never came across as the Harvard
guy. Right. He's just a regular guy who went to Harvard.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Right.
Riggs is the guy who made a lie about going to Harvard where, like, the other guy.
Yeah, did it's like Riggs you see him like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're 100%.
But he was our Harvard guy, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, Riggs, the Harvard guy. And then Francis came in, and Francis, like, is John Harvard.
We've actually had three Harvard guys. The first two did not come across as Harvard.
Oh,
Tommy Lights, Zolo. Tommy Lights was a Harvard guy, did not come across as a Harvard guy. Riggs was a Harvard guy, does not come across. And then we
Harvard. We hit it out of the park with our third Harvard guy.
Super Harvard guy.
Oh, my God. We fucking nailed it.
Yeah, he quit.
What's he doing
he
now?
He had, like, all these ideas. He was, like, the ideas guy that all of his ideas basically were, like, I want to leverage everything Dave's built for my own profit.
Yeah.
He's like, all right,
I think
not
tried,
a bad Harvard plan.
Tommy Lights tried to buy Barstool at one point. He did. He literally did.
But I remember you, like, tell me once, you're like, yeah, I pitched this idea. Like, he's going to create this music platform that's basically on Barstool.
Yeah,
and
he
we
did.
Don't get any of the money.
Yeah, he did. He did that. Tommy Lights did that. Tommy Lights also, like, said we could use his dad's, like, car or something for the Blackout tour, and it would lug it, and we're, like, ready to drive, like, in 2 minutes before the tour started. He's like, I can't use the car anymore. And me and Paul, the fastest negotiation, we went to a car dealership and just paid sticker price in, like, 1 second. We're like, we'll take that car, and just gave the money and went away because we had no car.
So the first Harvard guy,
Tommy Lights, tried
to buy you.
His Harvard education, what he used, he just learned a program that he could just hit the lights and they'd, like, flash to the music.
Yeah.
And that was
he's an EDM.
Is that Christmas lights? Because that's a good idea. I love those.
It was sort of. We put him in
those Christmas lights.
We literally put him in an astronaut suit, and he was just Tommy Lights. He just sit in the corner and smash the lights. Tommy Lights.
Harvard. Harvard is creating these geniuses.
But we nailed it. We finally, third time's a charm.
You got a Winklevoss.
Yeah, I don't even know where he is.
I think he's downstairs.
He's dressed up like a...
We get him on for the after show.
Justin
Bieber. So we'll go grab him.
Got a good look today.
Or no one.
He did. Yeah, he was wearing like capri white. He looked like he just came off like the shores of.
It's a very Bieber
like,
look. Today.
Capri
he's, like,
or something.
Played lacrosse. He's Harvard. You see him and you're like, that's Harvard.
Yep.
That was actually my favorite quote. At some point, he was mad that he was getting disrespected. He's like, I played Division I lacrosse.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, fucking Winklevoss.
Yeah. No. Nate said the other day when they were going at it, it was hilarious. Nate was like, when they did the rundown together, Nate was like, you scored at least 2 goals. In college lacrosse, and he's like, I scored 8 goals. And Nate's like, I said at least 2 goals.
8 goals in his 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, aren't lacrosse games like 21 to?
They're high scoring. Yeah. They're high scoring. These ice cream photos, slow day. So A-Rod, he's on vacation with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, and they did the pose that I love. I've only really noticed this pose once before. It's one of my all-time go-to photos. John Henry, owner of the Red Sox, Dr. Creepy, and his wife, Linda Pizzuti, when they were like first profile, Boston Magazine, and they're like just both eating ice cream cones, like posed.
Love.
It is the most prototypical. We don't really like each other, so we're going to pose with ice cream. And then A-Rod and J-Lo, just very recently, same exact pose. Now I am convinced this is the number one pose. Hey, everyone knows we're not really in love. This may be a sham. Let's get the ice cream cones and pose. A-Rod Corp is your guy.
He is my guy. I mean, you can't tie him down. We already know this. He was sexting with other people, like off. You know, he was paying for sex while he's dating J-Lo.
He also had those Amazon women.
He's closing deals.
No joke in, 15 years of doing bar, that may have been the weirdest scene.
A-Rod is a fascinating guy. He was basically had like a phase where he was just into like bodybuilding women.
And they were all like, in his trees.
Yeah, and they were like
at his house in his compound.
Yeah.
In like, there were just like she-males like in his trees.
It was wild.
What do you mean, like living in his
trees? He's a fascinating dude, but either way.
Are they living in his trees?
Yeah, I don't know. A-Rod's like, I don't question him. He's one of my bosses.
There's she-males living in A-Rod's trees?
Yes.
Didn't J-Lo's ex like cheat on her with a
I get J-Lo and Mariah Carey mixed up all
the time. That's a fair mix-up.
Always, all the time. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and that happened on Wild N' Out when someone said they like fucked her on like, what, you know that show Wild N' Out where you talk trash? Wild In Out.
Wild N' Out.
Good show.
Wild N' Out. No D.
It's back.
Oh, it is. Either way, do you think A-Rod expensed all his trips onto A-Rod Corp cards?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got it. Business.
That's what you do as a small business owner.
Little trip to Paris.
Whenever you're dating J-Lo and getting publicity, that is a business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Do you think they love each other?
No.
That's the whole ice cream photo. Once you go ice cream, you think they love each other?
I'm going to say no.
I think they love each other. I think J-Lo and A-Rod don't love themselves enough. They love each other.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Perfect match.
I think this is J-Lo's nice bounce back. What's that? What's that picture?
I mean, that's one. She was like 1,000.
Yeah, there were a couple. Just all in his backyard. Yeah, they're all in his backyard.
They were literally like in the trees and shit.
They were all like, that one. Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
So his boys just wild. They're doing cartwheels around him.
His boys. Well, they're girls, but yeah. Yeah, that's A-Rod. A-Rod's done some really crazy shit. Kevin did a great podcast like about A-Rod's entire career. He's a fascinating dude.
This one girl is going full Tarzan.
Yeah, no, there was a bunch of them in the trees.
For A-Rod.
Last story. So this guy, and this is a Pittsburgh story. You're a Pittsburgh guy. I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh that this makes the news, but it did, and we're talking about it. So a guy wanted to drill a hole in his wall to put a TV outlet. And he couldn't figure out where to drop the drill. So what he did was he put an alarm clock on a rope, put the alarm clock behind the wall. So when it went off, he'd know this is where you drill the hole. The alarm clock fell off the rope, has lived behind the wall, and has been going off for basically 13 years straight. And this was like headline news in Pittsburgh.
Jerry Lynn says he dropped the clock tied to a string through an air vent. Set to go off 10 minutes later, it would let him know where to punch a hole in the living room wall to pass a wire through for a TV hookup.
As I was laying it down, all of a sudden I heard it go thunk as it came loose. And, well, that's not a real problem. You know, it's still going to go off, and it did.
Starts with a soft beep, 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 and it gets louder and more closer together. And that will set people like, what is that?
You might say, all in all, it's just another clock in the wall.
So they didn't hear it because it was behind the wall.
Then they hear it.
No, they hear it.
For 13 years?
Yeah, it goes off.
Currently.
Same time, it was like 10 of 8 or 10 of 7, depending on daylight savings.
That is incredible.
Currently.
Yeah.
Why don't they drill another hole?
That was a fair question.
You know, though, I was thinking about this, and that was my initial reaction, but then I thought about it more, and, like, I'm a pretty lazy guy. I think I just live with it.
How did this make the news?
Does it turn off itself? Like, how do, don't alarm clocks have to stop? Yeah. Don't you have to stop them?
No.
I think it's an old school alarm clock.
Like 13
it's
years.
Set. And they're like, yeah, we thought the batteries would go out after a few months.
Yeah, it just hasn't.
Is that the most impressive battery on
Earth? Right.
Is that not a commercial yet?
Yeah, they do. They need a sponsorship.
That should be a sponsor.
How did this become news? I always sometimes wonder that.
I mean, that's the world we're
They called
living
the news stations like, yo, we got an alarm clock for 13
now,
years.
Now, this is what happened. They had a son. And that son was partying with his one friend. That guy slept at the house. Yeah. That guy works for the news, or his mom works for the news, and says, listen to this shit.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Fair enough. I mean, a slow day. I mean, could there have been subjects I didn't pick today? Like,
what?
Did you think there were things we missed for this? Mm. Like, I had to struggle to get 5 stories today.
No.
Slow day.
So there's our Harvard
there's
guy.
There's the Winklevoss.
Have you met Pat?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
We're
incredible to meet you. Explaining that you are
almost wearing
Harvard through and through.
Very similar looking sneakers.
What are you wearing? What shoes are those?
These are the Yeezy Adidas Boost V2s in all white.
How much were those?
I got them for retail. $220.
So these are $69.99.
They look very similar.
Yeah. A lot of people say I make bad decisions.
No, that's a good one. So there he is.
Yeah, Harvard guy. We were saying that we struck out with our first two Harvard guys at Barstool.
Yeah.
And then
super Harvard
John
guy.
Harvard.
There you go. That's me.
Welcome to the rundown.
Can't say I'm not a Harvard guy.
And then
it would be hard for you not to.
That's right. You guys know. I went there.
Post show, we don't have much. We do have the other controversy. This one's not as major, but someone illegally torrented The Wire and our cable company once again.
Everybody knows it's
Simon 2.0.
It's that guy.
It's this guy right here.
It is that guy.
He's
NC State
he's
kid.
So Dave, this is what we got on him. He said, I don't, Sean, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sean, yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good with
Sean's actually a talented dude.
Yeah, Sean is. He's got good, he does
good,
good gifts and shit. So he says that he's torrented before. Mm-hmm. He has a history of torrenting. Mm-hmm. He's living in a dorm this summer, no TV.
And he has.
But it wasn't him.
He has torrented The Wire before.
I don't really care. The person should admit it.
But, yeah, the person should go.
Why would you say that to anybody ever?
Oh, yeah.
Francis, Harvard.
Didn't go to Harvard.
We were in a deep Harvard thing.
Also,
we
have the time when it happened. There's like me on video.
I don't believe any of the time stuff. That's the right.
We need to line up all the interns, and basically we got to take all the ones that don't have TV, and then make them a pile, and then. So, I mean, someone has to say it. They have to know too that they're not going to get in trouble. Like,
so this
I mean,
yeah, nobody cares.
This is what I said to him. I said, "How do you torrent?" Or torrent, what is it?
Torrent. It's just like ripping shit.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, you just go to this website, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've done it in the past. But
we need to, we need to blog the pirate.
I wish it was Mike the
I'm just thinking about Pirate Simon. Remember he deleted all the files on his computer and was like, what? Like,
it came in with a radically different haircut. just changed its whole look.
Why is it a big deal? You got yelled at?
It's illegal. So the cable company will be like, we're going to stop giving you internet if you do that.
Internet company, going to stop giving
internet.
None of you guys. You're not in trouble. I'll give you $20 if you say it was you.
Make it.
Right now.
Make it $25.
Right now. If it actually was you.
Do it. You got the mic
really
in your
football?
Hand. Just say it.
I know you don't. You didn't do it. Did you? No. Yeah, Billy Football wouldn't
What a
do
hustle.
It. Billy Football doesn't watch TV.
Mike the Bike.
He's coming fresh off that
rap diss track.
Yeah.
All right. That's the rundown.